house.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I would like to speak to sales about a possible contract with ghostwriting.
Sure. Are you already an existing customer?
I am not.
You're not, and you're looking forward to get your book written.
Right. I have the raw data.
Okay. Perfect. I can help you with that. What exactly is the genre of your work?
It would be a psychological thriller based on a true story.
Based on the true story. Perfect. And how soon are you looking to get started?
Pardon?
How soon are you looking to get the ball rolling?
2 months.
Sorry?
Maybe 2 months.
2 months. Okay.
I want to start immediately, but I want to be done in the next 2 months.
In the next 2 months. Okay. If that's your goal, we can get started now and, you know, get everything done within the 2 months time frame that you're giving us, right? So we can help you
right.
with that. Right. And then later down the line, you can obviously publish your work and market it yourself if that's your goal, or if you want to take our help in that way, we can definitely help you with that as well. The process is very simple. I'm going to go ahead and get you connected with our New York Times best-selling, you know, authors who have been working with us, and basically they help us to get the work done. So you would be working with them directly in order to get your book composed, written, and fully outlined. Once done, we're going to be working chapter by chapter, page by page, line by line to ensure that your book is completely error-free. We're going to be editing it, proofreading it, formatting it so that the book is produced in the best of its shape. And all of this is going to cost you just $2,500. It does not, you know, we're not going to take any cuts or commissions from the book sales. Neither do we take any ownership rights of your work. Everything belongs to you.
Okay, that's what I would have expected from your service. Do you need me? So I have two manuscripts. One is the raw data based on correspondence with myself and my client's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the second document contains my feeble attempts to turn it into a story.
Got it. That is helpful. We would be needing both of the files for us to work on because, you know, we would need the material, and I'm glad that you already have it outlined in the best way, and that's very helpful.
Okay. Where do I begin to look at this and the contract? My only concern mm-hmm. is that I have a third party paying for the service, and they would probably be doing a payment over the phone. Or if you have a link for a guest pay, that would be helpful. I don't know how to manage that.
Let me tell you, we don't take payments over the phone. I'm going to be sharing a link with you. Are you on our website right now?
Yes.
All right. Can you type a message which says, hi there, on the live
chat? Can you explain that?
Do you see any live chat option? Oh, I see you.
Yeah.
Are you Mike Smith?
With Mike Smith, yes. So
okay.
You say I should put hi there?
Hold on.
All right, Melissa, I see you.
It's me. Yeah, I just typed in there. Do you see that?
Yes.
Can you type in your full name, your email, and your best phone number? Just three things, and I would create everything for you right away. Dr. Annie. Perfect. Glad to have you here. All right. Thank you. Nose panel. Perfect. Thanks. I got it. Let me share the registration link with you. In the meantime, I'm creating all the other collaterals for you to have a look on. Okay?
Okay. Can you take a check?
We don't accept checks. You can either pay through.
So how does payment mean?
Let me tell you. The link that I'm going to be sharing with you is going to accept any credit or debit card. So we share the link with our clients, and that's where they, you know, register themselves, you know, basically through the link. It's not that we take the payment over the phone. Okay?
Do you have any premium packages that, like, are maybe double the price, like $5,000?
We do.
What would that entail?
That would also include publishing and also the distribution of your work. And then we have our, you know, silver package, which is like, you know, the hot selling package, which also contains the marketing of your work, which is for $7,000, with publishing, ghostwriting, and marketing.
So rather than the marketing, I just want to make sure that it's formatted, designed, and published so that it would be available for the Amazon marketplace. Do you contract with Amazon?
Yes, we do. We have our contractors with, you know, vendors and distributors available working with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, Apple Books, Google Books, Lulu, Chapter, Pavel Books, Chapters by Indigo in Canada, Brick and Mortars in UK, and a lot of different outlets. It's going to be part of your program. It's not that you're going to be just getting Amazon. It's going to be more than 400-plus platforms that you're going to be getting.
Okay, so the difference between 2,500 and 5,000, where can I see it? I have on your services.
Give me one moment.
Ghostwriting, nonfiction writing. I don't know the price compare. I don't see the price comparison.
I understand. Let me share that with you. We don't have everything on our website due to high risk of competition. We have it here so that I can share with you. Okay? Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Here. Okay. There you are. Okay. All righty. There you are. Right. It's our elite publication package that I'm talking about. And how many pages are you planning for?
It's at least 500 to 1,000.
Okay. Let me mention, just in case. I'm mentioning 1,200 pages, just in case. There you go. I've just sent you everything on the chat box. Do you see that?
Yes. Okay. I don't know how to make sense of this. Interior layout, book cover, full evaluation edit, formatting, distribution, ebook, paperback, optional hardcover, publishing, imprint creation. What is that? Like
that's
the copyright?
The copyrights, right.
Okay. Print ready, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Publication-focused editing, so it's based on my audience, right?
That is correct.
360 marketing, and so I don't need the marketing, and I don't need the email blast.
We're going to take that off. The services for marketing, we're going to take that off so that, you know, you don't pay for that. I'm going to take that off. It doesn't make any difference in the price range, though. It's like if my author wants it, it's their right. If they don't want it, we're just simply going to subtract that.
And so this is the $2,500 plan?
This is for a $5,000 plan, which also includes the publishing. If you scroll down, you'll see once done, the book will be published on the following platforms.
Can you send me the $2,500 plan, please?
Sure. One moment. Okay, there you are. All right. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. There you are. Writing package, plotting them here, 10% discount applied. Okay, up to 1,200 pages. There you are.
Mm-hmm.
what I would suggest you would be to start with this plan, 2500 plan. Once we're successfully done with the course writing, then you can opt for publishing. In this way, you'll have the taste of our services, and you pay as you go. Make sense?
So you would give me the final manuscript, and then I can either submit it to self-publishers or well-known publishers of the niche topic. I mean, this is going to be an autism book, and so I'm going to pitch it to autism publishers. Mm-hmm. And if not, then I'll move forward with publishing through you guys and distribute.
Of course, I understand that. And that's why what I'm suggesting is to go with just the writing plan. And then once the writing is completed, my editors are going to give you the best route. They're also explaining for the hybrid publishing model and also for self-publishing versus traditional publishing. So which of the following route you think would be the best fit for your book, you can always pursue that with or without our company. You have all the rights to yourself.
I would like to start with a $2,500 package.
Lovely. Let's do that. Let me suggest something. Okay, yeah. Just give me one moment. I'm creating your registration link now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have 249 pages written in a big manuscript. I have 249 pages written, but it's in full 8.5 by 11, and so I would like it to be tripled with your editor because it's going to have to be, embellished.
I understand. And, since I'm assuming right now that you're working on Microsoft Word because the standard size of Microsoft Word is 8.5 by 11. That's why you're telling me 8.5 by 11, right?
Yeah. So, let's say hypothetically, if we do a 6 by 9 book, it would be close to 1,000 pages.
Right. And look, we're gonna give you various options for trim size. You can pick and choose any of the following, options that you're gonna be receiving, and then we're gonna reformat the book entirely once it's created. It's not like we're going to construct chapter 1 and then we're going to format it and send it to you. No, it's going to be on 8.5 by 11, all the chapters. Once we're done with the writing, then we're going to jump on getting your book fully formatted according to your preference.
Okay, excellent.
And how long did it actually take you to write this one, 249 pages?
It took me about 3 to 4 years.
Really? That was fast.
I'm a fast writer, but at this point I don't have the time to work on this project anymore because I write a lot of books, and this one I think it's time for a third party to write it so that it appeals to my target audience.
Definitely.
I don't have success with writing for my target audience.
Makes sense. That completely makes sense. Obviously, we all are, so much into our routine these days that we don't even get time to do things for ourselves. So I completely respect
exactly.
that. Yeah. I've just sent you a link.
All right. We will get to work.
Perfect.
So you want me to open an account, right?
Yes.
All right. Grabify.
Yep. the link was way, way, way too big. That's why, you know, I just shortened it down for you. That you don't. Sometimes you get authors over the age of 60, and it's really hard for them to, you know, understand everything. So it's easier to share small links, which makes sense to them, and they're, you know, they are.
Can I take this link and send it? Can I take this link and send it to my boss, who's going to make the payment?
It's not you. It's not your book.
Yes, they will put my information, but the cardholder is somebody else.
Got it. Makes sense. And when exactly are you going to be filling out the form?
I'm going to try to call them just right now.
Okay.
But, all right, let me see if I can do this. All right, my name is Henny. I have my billing details. And let me just check this. I might just do it and then ask them for reimbursement.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't know what's going at the back end. You know that yourself. So whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Okay, so let me send this link to my trustee. And then do you have a phone number I could reach you, or should I just call anybody?
You can reach me at
760-607-5186. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Morgan is here available. I can get you connected to them. Basically, he's the New York Times chief editor who is working with us since quite a time now. And, I mean, it's hardly going to take you 5 minutes, though, and he's here, so that would it would be very, very, very easy for you to have a word with him because sometimes he's really occupied. So I want to give you the best of what you're, you know, what you're
doing
right now. So he's right here.
Okay, so I am. And so if the billing detail is somebody else,
mm-hmm.
Will that affect my account? Will
yes.
The account have their name?
It will accept your account. I already have your account created from my end under your name. So whoever it is, I mean, whatever card you're using, it won't change or, you know, would not basically make any difference because I know you're the account holder. It's not your boss who would be speaking with Mr. Morgan. It's going to be you who would be corresponding because it's your work. It's your book.
Okay, well, if you use your billing statement, my account will still be on my name because this link was generated from a third party. Okay, okay, let me do that, and I have your number, Morgan, and I will call when the payment is done so that we can get started.
Lovely. So shall I give Mr. Morgan the time frame for the next 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Let's do that. And I have your number. I'm going to text you so that you know it's me. And because this is not my direct line, this is company's extension where you're calling right now. And as soon mm-hmm. as the order gets confirmed, basically I'm going to call you back in the next 30 minutes so that I can get you connected with Mr. Morgan, okay?
I can do that.
Sorry?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll get on it.
You're most welcome. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.